The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back. We around here use initials. This is W-I-R, When in Rome. But make sure when you're looking at When in Rome, you put with Stuart Rome on there, and it's spelled just like the city, of course, in Italy, R-O-M-E. Make sure you get them because there are other When in Rome shows. There's a couple of spy thrillers on there, some murder mystery kind of stuff like that. But this is the one that actually has music on it. It's won awards. We're very, very proud of that. And of course, we couldn't do it without the owner of the wonderful Woodhouse Day Spa here in Birmingham. Stuart Rome joined us right now. Where are you? Are you down in New Orleans?
Now I'm standing in front of the spa right now.
Oh, okay, great. Good. Oh, there you go. Awesome. Well, you know, yeah. It's funny because we're doing this show here on the 9th. We're expecting inclement weather. I'm hoping all hell breaks loose. I mean, I want to see like 4 to 8 inches because I know it's going to be gone by Saturday morning. But it's crazy because I want to take my dog for a walk before it all hits. And I just stepped outside and I was like, I'm in a t-shirt. It's crazy shit that we're going to be getting 3 inches of snow tomorrow, and I'm in a t-shirt in the afternoon before. So I'm sure you've seen that down in New Orleans a little bit. But what's it supposed to do down in New Orleans?
Oh, it's not. It's going to be raining and we won't be cold enough for snow. But it's pretty much the same system that's moving up here where it should be, you know, cold enough for a mix, I guess. They don't really know. They don't really know until it actually happens because the line's so, it's so close to whether you get snow or sleet. You know, you go up to Huntsville and you'll get all snow, and then you come down here and it's hit and miss, which makes it really difficult to, you know, schedule with the business because we don't know whether we should close, whether people are ready to get here or not. And so it's a little bit tricky for us, these kind of things, but we'll make it through.
What do? You just have people spend the night?
Well, we could do that.
That's what you used to do. Cause you know, radio, the definition of radio is to inform people, locally inform people. Okay. It had nothing to do with music and all this other stuff. Radio was formed because of a lot of World War I, World War II to inform people what was going on. And then music came later. And I remember a couple of times where, you know, we knew we were going to have snow. I did a morning show. And so I would pack a bag the morning of, and I absolutely loved it because back then, I'm talking 20, 25 years ago, before we had the internet, before we had cell phones, the radio was the only way you could go. I mean, that's right. If you had no power, you had no TV, you had to have battery for your radio, and everyone was listening to the radio, and it was just fantastic. Right. I mean, you knew everyone was. And so, man, I'd get off on it, man, because I knew, and you know, I'd be on the air for 24 straight hours. And then again, you know, it'd be like 65 degrees a couple of days later, but I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed that aspect of it.
No, it's kind of like, back in the, when, you know, in the days where, like you said, you didn't have all the crap, so the hurricanes would hit, and then all the local TV dudes and the radio, they would have to just kind of spend the night wherever they are and makeshift studios sometimes, and especially like the TV, especially like Katrina, the local TV stations, those guys had to go up to like Baton Rouge and use their studios, you know, just to get on the air. So
sure did.
I'm sure they had a couple of sips of bourbon in between, but you know,
I'm sure, as they should, for sure.
Right.
This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He's the owner of the wonderful Woodhouse Day Spa right there. I did want to mention my good friend, Josh Claypo, who I've actually been to the Woodhouse Day Spa. I got him a gift card for Christmas. He used his gift card last week, and my daughter also got a gift card. She'll be coming over to the house here next week. So we're going to go get our tootsies done. So I'm looking forward to starting 2025 looking good for all my friends at the Woodhouse Day Spa. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Go to the website, check it out. It's fantastic for 2025. We're going to be talking about rock and roll bands who are on tour in 2025. You and I spoke briefly for a second here before we started the show. You're like, give me a couple bands that are touring, and the list went on for like a half an hour, and you're like, holy crap, I didn't realize.
I didn't know
bands.
Half those guys were alive still.
Yeah. And they may not be for all I know. So it was so funny. Speaking of being alive, I was listening to NPR this morning, and they were going through some archived Jimmy Carter interviews they had, and they were talking to was it Amy, his daughter Amy, And they were asking her about any special guest that used to come to the White House that she was enthralled by, that she really, you know, was surprised by, or was it all like, you know, just adult crap like Anwar Sadat, like she really doesn't care.
Yeah.
And she said, no, she said, the one person that I really, really loved that gave me so much time was Cher. And and Jimmy, of course, and this interview was from 2007, I think it was. And Jimmy said, oh, is that when she was married to one of those Allman Brothers? And she started laughing. And of course, she never said, Greg, there was only one that she could have possibly been married to. And I'm like, come on, Jimmy, because I know Jimmy's one of his favorite bands is the Allman Brothers. And if you look down, there they are. The Allman Brothers are actually touring. And I couldn't tell you who's in the band, but it's, you know, I'm pretty sure you close your eyes and you're going to hear the Allman Brothers. So we're going
to
do
You know, I could picture going to the White House when, you know, knowing Jimmy Carter, kind of farmer guy, you know, Georgia.
Yeah.
I would picture Willie Nelson visiting the White House when he was in there. I don't know if that actually happened, but that's the kind of guy I would think would be visiting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And it's just amazing because, you know, he spent enough time on this earth to actually see a lot of his special pet projects, if you want to call them that, come to fruition, being 100 years old. So good for him. Yeah. And it's really cool to see everything happened, our 39th president. All right, so you picked out five bands that are going to be on tour or on touring right now. We'll do songs from those bands coming up here in just a few seconds. Also, your emails, info@tonycurryradio.net. I feel like we haven't done a show in the last couple of weeks. I know it's been the holidays, and so we got some catching up to do. And we'll also get into info@tonycurryradio.net. You have something going on. I want to play a song first, get people lathered up with Sammy Hagar, who's going on the road. He's actually got a residency out in Las Vegas for a period of time. He's going to be playing, I think, in and around the South a little bit later on, but I'd love to go out and see him in Vegas. Yeah. Give me that first song from Sammy Hagar on tour in 2025, and then we're going to put a cold call out for you and get you some hirings. What you got?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to show you how old the song is, but it's back when the speed limit was 55 miles an hour.
Yes.
I can't drive 55.
I can't drive 55. Can you believe that we actually, there was a time in this country where you could only drive 55 miles an hour?
I mean,
people talk about inflation and really the Jimmy Carter years, you remember the interest rates. I mean, the inflation was times higher than it is right now. I mean, we made it happen. We got through it.
I have trouble keeping 80, you know?
Oh, I know that.
Imagine.
For you, kiddie poos are out there.
It would take me forever to get here.
Yeah, you'd have to stand in line at gas stations. And, you know, it was just the craziest thing. And, of course, back in 1980, I'm trying to think. I was 14 years old, so... Yeah, I wasn't even around for that stuff. I probably wasn't even behind the wheel of the car at the particular time. It's a great song there. I can't drive 55. All right. So we've been talking 2025. You had just a grandiose 2024. And the first thing you said to me before we start the show is you're looking for some massage therapist.
Yeah.
We're here to help you out, man. This is what the show is all about. We do all kinds of great classic rock and roll. Hopefully we share a couple of laughs. We take some emails, but we want to help you out as well. So massage therapist, tell people what they need to, have, what kind of schooling they need and who they need to get in touch with to work at the Woodhouse Day Spa, because what a rare opening. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, we had the expansion and we've got extra rooms. And of course, New Year, we're going to be really busy redeeming gift cards and things like that. So we're looking for several additional massage therapists. And obviously, you know, first requirement is you have to be licensed by the state board in Alabama. Mm-hmm. If you are getting ready to graduate from school, you know, we're very interested because we can bring you on and start training and then you'll be, you know, you'll get licensed, you'll take your tests. So if you don't not apply because you are waiting for your license or you just graduated, because we look at that. And, you know, we look for, of course, people that are energetic, love their job, have great customer service skills, things like that. And, you know, we just, our pay structure is second to none.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody makes less than $50 an hour.
Wow.
With gratuities. So, you know, we offer full-time benefits with Blue Cross healthcare. We have a 401k program, which is all these things that are very rare in our industry. We have it all. So we'd love to have you come by, stop by, or give us a call, 205-905-7676. You can shoot us an email. My GM, Holly, is kind of handling all that stuff.
Okay.
So you can give her a call, Holly Beth, she goes by.
Okay.
And her email address is gm2@beham.woodhousespas.com. You can shoot her an email.
Okay, one more time. gm2@beham.
Yep. BHAM.woodhousespas.com.
Okay, great. Yep. All right, super. So, and we'll give that out a couple more times before the end of the show. So people, can they get on? You know, I always talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa website, which is fantastic. Is there something on there too, where they can notify you there as well? Leave you an email?
There is. Yeah. You can just go to the website and click on that as a careers page, I believe, but you could, if you just want to hit the contact us button and we'll get that email also.
I want to go a little deeper on this. Cause I think this is kind of rare, isn't it? I mean, we've done several shows. And I always talk about, man, I love going into restaurants and going into businesses where the staff is the same, because that tells me a lot about things. First of all, I'm going to feel comfortable cause I know the staff. Second of all, they must enjoy where they're working because they're still there. And that tells me that the food's good, the staff's good, the environment's good. I mean, be honest with you. I mean, Hooters made a living off that for the longest period of time. Whenever you went into a Hooters restaurant, it was the same Hooters girls every single time you went in. And that said a lot about that organization and how they ran the place. I haven't been in a Hooters in quite some time now, but so when I go to the Woodhouse Day Spa, I see the same people and I love that. So I would assume it's kind of rare to have an opening like this. And pardon me if I'm an idiot for asking these questions. Massage therapy, is it a full-time gig? I mean, do you have people that for their entire life are massage therapists? Is this something you do on the side? So this is something where you make a living out of it, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, we obviously have full-timers and part-timers because some people, just want to work, whatever day is full-time. They work 5 days a week or 40 hours a week, whatever.
And you there? You cut out.
Sunday is great. You'll be and you always be.
Go ahead. You're good.
No. So if you, if we have full time, if you want to go part time, we have positions that where you can just work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or, two of those 3 days. So all kind of different options for you if you want to go that route. But yeah, for sure, it's a career. And like I said, I mean, somebody that works full time can make a really good living. We're pretty flexible on schedules and we're open 7 days a week. So there's a lot of different opportunities there for somebody that wants to get involved.
I think would be, I would think it'd be a really great, if it's something you're into doing, something you really enjoy, it's like the military or first responder. Some people are just drawn to it and they want to do it. That's not something I want to do. It makes my hands sore just thinking about it. But some people, and that's why you get the best working at the Woodhouse Day Spa, because they thoroughly enjoy it. I mean, they're doing a service for us, but they really love what they do, don't they?
They do for the most part. And, they enjoy really the results. Somebody comes in with, pulled muscle in the back or wherever that might be. And the massage therapist gets to work it out. And then, they get to see the end result when the guest leaves going, typically saying, man, I feel 100% better. That's what kind of drives them is, really making people happy, fixing the bodies. Cause they learn all that in school. It's not just how do you, rub on the body. It's they know all the muscles, where everything connects and it's pretty interesting.
All right. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. It's always funny because I have to write a tab, if you will. We call it tabs on what we talked about on this particular show. So when you go search for it on Tony Curry Radio's podcast or whatever, it gives a brief description of what we talked about on the show. And so whenever I see something like varicose veins on all these emails, I realize that 2 or 3 weeks ago, we must have talked about varicose veins. It's crazy.
I got
35 emails on varicose veins. So we'll get in some varicose vein talk. But after you give me some AC/DC, they're finally in their North American portion of their tour. They're going to be in Nashville coming up on May 20th. My butt better be there. But give me a song from AC/DC tour in 2025.
think we're going to go with a little Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells from AC/DC. These are all songs from artists that are on tour in 2025. We'll do some Foo Fighters coming up here next. I can't wait to hear. I was actually walking through a Target or something. I heard Hero the other day. I was like, what a great song that is. All right. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. This is from Rosemary in Birmingham. She's like, I heard your show most recently on Varicose Veins. Thank you so much for bringing this to people's attention. It's an issue that I've had my entire life. She said that she suffers from that. Rosacea. Is it rosacea? Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Rosacea. Yep. But she said, would you please talk a little bit more about scars and scar tissue? She goes, I've got several areas on my knees and on my elbows when I used to get beat up. She said, and she's got, I've got some scarring, and she uses, I guess, a vitamin E oil, she says here. But are there other different types of things that you can use at the Woodhouse Day Spa that can help individuals who have scarring issues?
Well, I mean, they're, to a certain extent, yes. You know, especially like in the facial realm, some of the products, some of the retinols kind of help with that. But it really depends on how severe it is. Typically, you know, a lot of scarring, that's pretty much cosmetic, and it could get into the medical realm as far as, you know, cosmetic surgery, those kind of things. But in general, you know, if it's not a major scarring issue, then we can, there's certain facials we can do to make it look better. And of course, if it's on the face, you're going to probably use a little bit of makeup to cover that up. But I'm not, you know, an expert, of course, in that. So I don't want to claim that, I know what I'm talking about, because I don't.
Yeah.
No, I got you. But, you know, like I said, the face is usually the issue, because the scarring there is, you know, if you get, say you cut your face and you had stitches and you didn't have a great plastic surgeon stitch it up for you, you're probably gonna have a little scar there. And then really the only thing you can do for that is makeup. But which brings me to, I guess, the next thing, which I just brought up, is if you do have an issue, you say you get cut on your face and you have to go to the emergency room, just always make sure that they call in a plastic surgeon to do the stitching and not just the regular guy that's hanging out and, you know, whoever's on duty, because that's where it all starts.
Is that something you can request?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, I never knew that. It's so funny you bring this up, because I had my neck, my spinal cord surgery a couple of weeks ago, right before Christmas. And they went in, they did between 5 and 6 or 6 and 7 last time. They went in, they were going between 4 and 5 and 3 and 4. They went in the same spot in my neck where they went in last time.
Yeah.
So to alleviate any further scarring, and and so they took the staples out, then they put another bandage on, and they said, just leave it go, wash it, and when it comes off, it's fine, it'll blah, 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 blah. And it finally came off, and it looks like I have a vagina hanging from mine. I swear, I'm going to take a picture of it. It looks like I have a pair of lips hanging from my neck. And it's like,
I'll never look at you the same again.
And I'm being serious, and I'm like, what the hell is that? So I put a Band-Aid back over it, just because it kind of freaks me out. So I'm also going to have to use some type of remedy. I've always heard that vitamin E oil is really good to rub on there, because you could tell that I had surgery there before I had this.
Yeah.
But because they went in the same spot, I don't know. Maybe it's still puffy. I don't, it's only been a couple of weeks, but,
Yeah. Well, my wife, I know many years back, she had a bad dog bite on her face.
You brought that up. Yeah.
Tons of stitches, and she went to the emergency room, and then we got we made sure that they called down a plastic surgeon to do the final stitch up, and you cannot see anything, tiny, wow, tiny, tiny thing by the edge of the lip. But I mean, compared to what the scarring was, it's amazing that you can't notice it.
I would have never even thought to do that. That's something you learn right here. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. He is Stuart Rohn. We've been doing this show for several years. It's one of our award-winning shows out of LA. They gave us a hybrid thing where it's actually informational, but it's also work-related, because it's the Woodhouse Day baseball, and there's music associated with it. So we're very, very proud of that through Spotify. Today, we're doing songs that are played on 2025's tour list, if you will. Sammy Hagar, AC/DC, and now you've got one from the Foo Fighters. I've never seen them play live. I wish I've had every shot to do it. I have not done it. Yeah. I've got to go see them. I hear it's just a fantastic show, but give me something from the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I've seen them twice, and I've highly recommended. They're really awesome. We're going to go with Everlong.
Everlong. Yeah, you know what's amazing, too, because I probably know like 15 or 16 of their songs, easy. And I don't own a Foo Fighters CD, or I don't own any of their music on my, you know, on my phone, or I haven't right. downloaded any of their songs, but I've heard their music, and it's so stinking good. And I love the fact that the lead singer, obviously, came from Nirvana, but he also was willing to go ahead and do covers. I mean, he'll do ABBA, he'll do all kinds of cover songs.
Barry Manilow.
It's fantastic. So you never know what you're going to get when they're in concert, which is really, really good. The phone number 905-7676, 905-7676, birmingham.woodhousebars.com. Check out the website. It's fantastic. We had all kinds of great specials throughout the holidays. We hope you partook in some of those things, including the 7-for-5 deal. They had a 4-for-3 deal, all kinds of wonderful deals. Now go use those gift cards so you can go buy some more, because we got Valentine's Day right around the corner.
Yeah,
we've got springtime, we got weddings coming up. I mean, it's a great time. Mother's and Father's Day is coming up right around the corner as well. We talked a couple of weeks ago about varicose veins. I don't have any information about varicose veins. I will say that I had something that was considered, it was called a testicular varicose vein, where it's actually like a vein that goes down your left side. And it was quite painful. And it's the only reason I went to my urologist to find out, maybe because I needed to be having my prostate and stuff checked anyway, because I'm in my 50s, and it scared the hell out of me because it started. And he was like, no, it's like kind of like you have a varicose vein going down that left side. And I did not know. Ruby in Mountain Brook, she said, thank you so much for talking about varicose veins. People don't realize just how painful they are, but there are lots of different treatments. Thanks again for talking about it. I got like 4 or 5 emails from older folks, including a man that we talked about varicose veins. So, I mean, you never know what's going to hit. Yeah. But I wasn't aware that varicose veins can be so painful until obviously I had the issue I had. I just thought it was something that wasn't fun to look at. But can you talk a little bit about that and why that goes, and why do older people get varicose veins and how to get rid of them?
Yeah. So as far as them being painful, I mean, I think we discussed, you know, I had some in the kind of funky area, like the back of my knee, you know, kind of down, especially on one side, I think it was the left side down the calf area. But, fortunately mine were not painful. They were just not attractive. Yeah. And, so I don't know what would cause the pain. Can't answer that question.
It didn't look like vagina lips, did it?
No, okay. No, not at all. but so what we did, and we discussed this before, you know, I went to go see a vascular surgeon, which is what you should do if you have varicose veins and you're worried about them. And they, it's a simple procedure. They just make a small insertion next to each vein, and they literally pull the vein out, and it's amazing. You get to see these things on this little pad after they pull them out. It's just like a bunch of little, it doesn't even look like a vein. It's just like a black string kind of looking thing. And then they just put a small stitch that area back up. You don't see there's no scarring there, but it's like, I never had them. It's really amazing. So, if you've got those kind of things, just go see your vascular surgeon or your primary care. He'll refer you to somebody. And if you've been living with stuff for years and you just don't like it, you really need to just go do it, because it's such a simple procedure, and it makes a huge difference.
There you go. He is Stuart Rome. You'll learn all kinds of great things on this show today, brother. When in Rome, WIR. You can pull it up anywhere. You find Tony Curry Radio, TKR. You're going to find this show, and of course, available wherever you get your favorite podcast. And it's an award-winning show as well. Guns N' Roses, another band that's on the road. As a matter of fact, I'm hearing that AC/DC may actually have Axl Rose join them on several of their shows, which I think would be really, really cool, because I'm going to be honest with you, Brian Johnson just can't sing like he used to. I don't know if he could really ever sing, quite frankly. I think maybe back in Black Days, back in the 80s, maybe the follow-up for those about the rock. But after that, I mean, he just kind of lost the vocal. It wasn't the hearing for me. It was his actual vocal. So I wouldn't mind hearing Axl Rose, but you're going to give us some Axl right now, some Guns N' Roses. Here as we're playing shows and songs from shows from 2025. What you got?
Let's see. Let's do something a little bit different. What about Mr. Brownstone?
Mr. Brownstone. I love that song, man. That is a fantastic song. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we play that song right here on Tony Curry Radio quite a bit. I love that song. It's fantastic. Your last song is going to be from a band that no longer has the lead singer, and I don't think it has the lead guitarist. Is Mick Jones still with Foreigner? I'm not sure. I don't think
I saw them in Orange Beach earlier in the year with Styx, and they don't have an original member in there.
Do they sound good though?
Yeah, they sounded great.
So you know what? Who gives a rip? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's right. Not the original members, I'd rather hear a band that sounds as good as Foreigner did back in 1978 than have the all original members and not understand a word they're saying or not be able to hit the notes. You know what I mean?
Most of these guys, it wasn't like they just put the band together and went out and played forward. Most of the guys that are currently playing did play with original members. It's just that, throughout the years, the originals dropped off. So I think all these guys at one point were in the band when there was at least one original member.
Yeah. All right. I'm sending you a picture of my putting vagina neck on here. I'm making sure it's coming from me because I don't want your wife to see a picture that going, honey, stop trading pictures with these women you're meeting online.
Right.
Just make sure, just tell her it's my neck. But if it looks like it's sideways, but if you turn it up straight, like if I turn my neck, it would look just like, I'm just telling
you. Oh yeah. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, if I cut around it a little bit, you know, it cleaned it up a little bit and then turned it, you know, horizontal. I think I'm in. I think I'd probably get banned from Instagram or something on it.
You should add a plastic surgeon to stitch
that up. I need to do something plastic with it. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Lots of emails here we want to get to. Betty in Homewood wants to know about allergies. I'm not really sure if this is our boat here. She loves to listen to the show. She says she thinks it's funny, whatever makes Stuart laugh. I don't know. Do you know a woman named Betty? She sounds like she knows you. Anyway, she said, can you please talk about allergies and why all of a sudden allergies have gotten so bad? And is there anything that we could do at the Woodhouse Day Spa that make allergies better? Are there any type of, it's my 12-year-old daughter, has to take Claritin every day. I didn't take an allergy pill until I was like in my 50s. And now all of a sudden it's like, I can't go a day without an allergy pill and everyone's got allergy issues. I don't know if it's global warming. I don't know if it's pine weed. I don't know what it is, but I mean, why are we having so many problems with allergies? And is there anything there at the Woodhouse Day Spa you could do to help us?
Well, as far as, most allergies are caused by weather changes, changes in growth with like various plants that grow certain times of year and bushes. And so I guess different times of year, people are affected differently. But I think as far as Woodhouse goes, I think the best thing you do is just come in and sit in the quiet room and have a glass of champagne, and then you won't be out in the elements and you won't have allergies.
There you go. Maybe stay inside a little bit more, huh?
As far as products go, treatments, I don't think anything's going to help an allergic reaction to, say, pollen or anything like that. But, the spa is very clean, air circulating, and that's where you need to be. That's the solution right there.
Yeah. And our, by the way, speaking of air circulating, our thoughts and prayers go out to those folks out in the West Coast who are having, it looks like the winds are finally changing. But man, that thing just absolutely exploded over the last couple of days.
One of my favorite restaurants down there, actually was in there with the kids one time and nobody was in the place, called The Real Inn. It's a really, awesome little shack. It's like a surf shack, but it's got fresh seafood.
Is that near Malibu?
In Malibu.
Malibu.
Yep. Paris Hilton and Nikki Hilton came in and just had, yachter at the counter, and it's just a no-frills little place. And so that place got hit along with some other places have actually stayed down there. It's awful.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to those folks. All right, before we go on, we almost went the entire show without mentioning our 6 for $5 deal. Tell people about the 6 for $5 deal. It's not something that's just for holidays or for weddings or anything else, but it's something you do 24 hours a day. Tell people about it, and then tell people how they can get in touch with you, and then we'll follow it up with some Foreigner. Go, baby.
Yeah, 6 for $5. So you basically pick any service from the menu. If you want a 50-minute massage, you pick that one, and you're going to pay for 5 of them. We're going to put 6 on your account, so you get 1 free service. And they are shareable. You can bring in family members. You can gift them to people. They don't expire, so they're really flexible. And while I'm thinking about it, when you mentioned Valentine's Day, I just want to mention, because, you know, with the new expansion, we have two additional duet rooms. So now we have three total duet rooms.
Yeah, baby.
But it's never too early, you know, because those things fill up. And, you know, this will be the time to book. That whole Valentine's week will be booked up with those three rooms. So if you want to get in for that, I recommend calling in and booking that ahead of time.
There you go. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Fantastic show. Great way to kick off 2025. Perhaps you and I will be seen at one of these shows together. That would be kind of fun. Yep. Let's promise we'll go see a concert this year. We've been talking about it for years. And
for sure.
Maybe that Nashville show for AC/DC may have to be the one on May 20th. Give me your last song. You just saw this band, you said several weeks ago, Foreigner, without an original member, and they were pretty doggone good. Who is it? What's the song?
We're going to do Blue Morning. Is it Blue Morning, Blue Day?
Yes, Blue Morning. That's it.
Let's do that one.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.